Welcome to The Fathers Speak, a production of the Orthodox West. Each day, Father John Finton reads a selection fitted to the Western liturgical calendar from one of the Fathers of the Church.
From a sermon by our Father among the Saints, Peter Chrysologus. Our Lord says, "If your brother sins against you, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him. Come now, O man, and since God commands it, be God's deputy. Forgive sins. Be merciful regarding offenses. You yourself pardon any sins that have been committed against you, so that you do not now lose those features of divine power within you. Whatever you do not pardon for another, you will refuse for yourself in that other person. If your brother sins against you, rebuke him," he says. Rebuke as a judge, pardon as a brother, because charity joined to freedom, and freedom mingled with charity, both stifles fear and rouses one's brother. A brother has a fever when he does harm to his brother. A neighbor is delirious when he does wrong to his neighbor. He does not know what he is doing, and he is a stranger to his own humanity. The one who does not show compassion or come to his aid, or who does not show patience and provide for his healing, or who does not grant him pardon to make him well, is not himself well, is sick and infirm, has no heart, and is shown to be without any human feeling. A brother raves, attribute it to sickness. A brother is doing crazy things. Attribute what he is doing to the fever, and you will be unable to ascribe the wrong to your brother, and you will wisely place the blame on the infirmity, and you will grant pardon to your brother, so that his healing may redound to your glory, and his being pardoned may result in your being rewarded. So if your brother sins against you, our Lord says, rebuke him. If he repents, forgive him. No one who hears this should take it upon himself to be severe and forgiving, and with vain presumption impose some legal burden on his brother who offends him, and thus imagine that it is a hard thing to forgive offenses. A human being should call to mind that he is a sinner, and that he will sin, and then he will begin to love pardon, and not love vengeance. You hear that you have to forgive, and you do not hear that you have to be forgiven. Tomorrow you too will sin against the one who sinned against you today, and your judge will be the one who earlier was a defendant before you, and he will render you pardon if you have given it. If you did not give it, he will either deny you pardon, or, if he does give it, he will put you under obligation more than just excusing you. Forgive the sinner, forgive the penitent, so that when you sin, the pardon you receive will be a recompense rather than a gift you do not deserve. Pardon is always good, but it is sweetest at the moment when it is needed. That person has nullified punishment, kept the judge at bay, and avoided judgment, who by forgiving another has already provided pardon for himself even before committing an offense.